I think it's safe to say podcasts have taken over the world. There is a podcast or a dozen on just about every topic, including the environment, of course. And some of those are produced by environmental groups themselves. The Sierra Club is behind the climate change podcast, No Place Like Home.
And we're going to be exploring this big question. Do our personal choices matter? On one hand, that's the thing that we have the most control over, and on the other hand, we know that our personal individual choices actually don't move the needle on the scale that we need to for our climate.
So a little closer to our home, the Pennsylvania Environmental Council has a podcast, Pennsylvania Legacies.
In this post-truth world we're living in, information that doesn't fit with an individual's worldview can be easily tuned out, obfuscated, or written off as fake news. That makes it harder than ever to get through to people with an environmental message.
And now the Pittsburgh-based Group Against Smog and Pollution has just dropped their first episode of On the Air.
Are we on? Hello, my name is Emily Prisco, and you are on the air with GASP. GASP, or the Group Against Smog and Pollution, increases awareness and promotes advocacy around southwestern Pennsylvania's poor air quality.
And podcast host and GASP communications and education specialist Emily Persico is here to talk with me about it. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, of course.
So the first episode of your podcast is called The Nose Knows, and it's about bad smells?
Yeah, it's about foul odors. So basically, the main way that people understand air quality is through odors. You know, they smell them outside, and that's how they kind of come to understand air pollution.
And let's play a short clip from the beginning. This is Pittsburgh resident Lisa Minetti, and she's describing a smell that she's experienced near her home.
It's a sulfurous, acrid, industrial stench, and sometimes it hangs in the air so thick that you feel like you can taste it.
We receive calls all the time from people who are worried about odors and don't really know what to do about them. So a big one that we're kind of concerned with right now is a hydrogen sulfide odor, which smells like rotten eggs. It doesn't sound like that's what Lisa was describing there. They're kind of all sorts of different smells. There's like a whole vocabulary to it. Acrid, industrial, burnt tires, burnt metal. So there's a whole vocabulary there to describe different smells. And some are indicative of specific pollutants and specific toxins, and some of them not so much. So.
Lisa Minetti just moved back to Pittsburgh. She had grown up here.
I don't want to leave because there are so many people that I love here. But I also love to breathe.
Are testimonials from residents going to be part of the podcast?
Yeah, we really hope to make them a big part of the podcast. So we have a microphone that kind of just hooks up to a phone that we're going to take tabling with us. And so hopefully just when we're out in the community doing day-to-day stuff, we can record community members that way. And then we're also encouraging people to call into my voicemail and leave a message. And hopefully we can include that on the show as well.
GASP has been working on these air quality issues really for decades in Pittsburgh. It's one of the oldest environmental groups in the region. Why produce a podcast?
Like you said, we've been doing education in the region for a long time, since 1969. And this is just one other way that we chose to reach people. Kind of the best thing about the podcast platform is that it allows us to explore stories in depth. So our episodes are going to be about 30 minutes long. So we have 30 minutes to explore a single topic, which for us is really important because we really do get into a lot of like behind the scenes, complex, technical, legal stuff. So it's important for us to like have that space to explore these topics through stories that people can connect to and understand. So it's not just about kind of blurting out at a table maybe like 2 minutes worth of information. You know, we're telling stories and we're giving other people the opportunity to tell their stories.
And I don't think I'm giving anything away here. You're a young person. You're younger than I am. I know that you're a lot younger than GASP. So is it a way to sort of reach out to younger population and activists or people who potentially could be activists?
Yeah, for sure. So we do a lot of education with children, mostly like elementary age, middle school age. And then we also do a ton of education with their parents. So there is kind of that gap there, you know, where we're not really reaching those people. And I think podcasts are a really good way to appeal to those kinds of people.
People who aren't little kids and aren't their parents.
Yeah, basically the whole in-between crew.
You mentioned hydrogen sulfide. I noticed at the end of the podcast, there's kind of a traditional environmental group thing, which is a call to action. Everybody knows what a call to action is. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so that was a really important part of the episode. We want to make sure we include a call to action in every episode because we kind of spend, you know, the first 20 minutes talking about all these problems we have, and we definitely want to focus on there is a solution to these problems. There's something that you can do right now. And we want the call to action to always connect to, like, the greater episode and to just be something that anyone can do that's pretty easy. So our call to action for this episode, for the Nose Nose, is the hydrogen sulfide petition. The hydrogen sulfide is a pollutant, a toxin, that is emitted in part by coke-making facilities. So definitely over down in Clairton, the Liberty Borough Monitor is one that has recorded countless violations.
That's the Allegheny County Health Department's monitor.
Yeah, that's their monitor. So they've recorded a lot of violations. And then in addition to that, on the Smell Pittsburgh app, which is something that we talk about a little bit more in the podcast, in the last year, there has been over 400 people reporting this rotten egg odor, which is indicative of hydrogen sulfide. So this is a real problem that people are smelling. It's affecting their quality of life, and it's not healthy either. And so the petition basically is to encourage the Allegheny County Health Department, give them a little nudge and say, please follow through with this. Please enforce the law.
The Smell Pittsburgh app is an app on people's phones by Carnegie Mellon University where they can sort of record smells that they smell, and it kind of maps them.
Yeah, so the whole first episode is about how people kind of feel isolated when they're smelling these things, you know, because maybe the person next to them doesn't smell them. Maybe they think they're a little crazy. I've had people tell me that they think they're crazy before because they're smelling things. And the Smell Pittsburgh app really just gives a way for people to report a smell in real time, and then they can see on the app that other people are also smelling the same thing as them, and it takes away that isolation.
So the podcast is not all doom and gloom. One of your guests at the end is Shelby Brewster. She's a doctoral student at the University of Pittsburgh, and she came up with a novel idea to taste air pollution by whipping air into egg whites outdoors where there's pollution sources to make meringues. Let's hear a little clip of that.
So just to get this right, so yeah. You were standing outside of the steel foundry and at a bus stop, literally just whipping up eggs.
Yeah, I stood there with a bowl and a whisk and some egg whites and sugar. And it takes a long time to do it by hand. If you use a stand mixer and plug it in, it's pretty quick. But to do it by hand, it takes, you know, about a half an hour. So I stood there for about a half an hour and whipped up some egg whites.
So Shelby Brewster made these meringues, kind of like candy or cookies, and people ate them?
Yeah, so she actually came to, we had an event last August, I want to say, called the Airfare. And she came to that event. She made all of these meringues for the first time and the only time, actually. And people tried them.
And some people didn't try them.
Some people did not try them, no. Some people were kind of worried. They're like, should I be eating air pollution? You know, and her response was, I mean, you're breathing it. So.
And that's why I think an experience like taste, which is conscious in a way that breathing is not, sort of brings an issue like air pollution, which is so prevalent in Pittsburgh, sort of brings it to the foreground in a different way.
So it's a funny kind of fun experiment and segment, but it brings you back to the topic of this very serious topic of air pollution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of just an easier, lighter way to talk about air pollution that gets people really thinking in a creative and different way.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you, Kara.
Emily Persico is Communications and Education Specialist at the Group Against Smog and Pollution and the producer of their new podcast, On the Air. There's a link at AlleghenyFront.org. And you might have heard we have our own podcast, Trump on Earth, about all of the changes in environmental policy under the Trump administration. All of those episodes are at TrumpOnEarth.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.